WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRep.com presents the Bossy Football Show, a weekly look inside the Bulldogs program featuring head coach Stephen Mullen and a member of the Bossy team. This show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union,
Savings Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, Award World Trophies, Mark's Barbecue, United Fidelity Bank, and Sterling United Federal Credit Union. All right, we'll take a step aside. Stephen Mullen will tell us what we need to know about last week against the Bears and this week against Castle right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Share certificates are a great way to reduce risk while receiving a guaranteed rate of return. Sterling United Federal Credit Union wants to ensure you get the best rate in town, so they'll beat or match any of the local competitors' offers. Visit SUFCU.org for the most competitive rate, or for more information, text 812-425-0111. Open a share certificate today. SUFCU. What makes them different is you. Membership eligibility and minimum deposit required. Member NCUA.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Bossy Football Show, week three getting ready for Friday night at Castle. We'll talk about that game soon, but the head coach, Stephen Mullen, here on WREF, talking about last week's game against Central. Coach, how you doing?
Pretty good, how are you?
All good. Really appreciate the time. So let's talk about last Friday against Central, 15-14, a narrow loss, and a big game for the Bears because they get their first win since 2021, snapping a 24-game slide. For you guys, you break down the film. How was this game decided?
You know, we had a lot of costly penalties that, you know, stalled a lot of our drives. But, you know, overall, you know, I'm proud of how our boys played. You know, they stuck in the game. We had the lead most of the game, and you just got to give it to Central to, you know, be able to come back from behind and win a football game. So, overall, I mean, it was a great night. You know, we hate that we came up short, but it was a good night for high school football. Sportsmanship was great. You know, talking to all their coaches afterward, just mutual respect between both programs that, you know, I think will continue for years, you know, with the things that Brandon's doing over there and doing a great job of, you know, playing football the right way and, you know, showing some respect to your opponents as well.
Head coach Stephen Mullen for the Bossy Bulldogs here on WREF. It is week three of the Bossy Bulldogs football show as we get ready for Friday against Castle. And you think about the game over the weekend, from Friday, I should say, against Central. And like you said, you guys had some costly penalties. What else do you think you guys could have done maybe differently that that you're trying to address this week? Because like we talked about last week, it is still a very, very young team by way of age, but also experience with the sport.
Yeah, obviously scoring football. you know, like I said, with those costly penalties kill you. You know, you got to get up by a few scores to win in this conference, and you also have to score to win in this conference. You can't win a game scoring 14 points, let's be honest. I mean, I've always said you got to at least score 35 to win a football game in the SIAC. Until we're able to do that, it's going to be tough, as well as hold teams under that margin. So, you know, I give hats off to our defense. They did a great job of stopping the run. You know, we gave up some big passes and stuff like that, but our kids did well on defense for being so young in the secondary, as well as up front a little bit. So, obviously, we got to score more points and move the ball more on offense.
How the players take it? Again, it's an emotional game. Like you said, very, very mutually respectful game, both sides. But at the same time, that's a tough way to lose towards the end. And you guys had the lead for most of the game. And then the history factor, too, with Central getting their first win since 2021. How did that taste going down in the locker room? How did the players take it?
I mean, the players took it tough, definitely in an emotional game like that. But I'm going to be 100% honest, I warned them. I mean, the way that we prepared all week, I even lined them up and said, right now we're practicing like an 0-10 football team. So if we're not going to take this serious, that's what's going to happen. So, you know, it's going to take some from them as well as the coaching staff to, you know, prepare each week as we go down this tough stretch. But like I told them, once again, we just got to get better week by week. Because once sectionals come around, that's when you're going to be playing your best football. And, you know, by then, most of our kids will have a lot of varsity experience, and maybe, you know, we're able to, you know, play the Bears again or play some other team at the sectional and have a good shot at making a little run there.
Sure. Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Bossy Football here on WREF. It is week three of the Bulldog Football Show, getting ready for Friday at Castle. We'll talk about that later on in the program. We'll take a step aside, single out a couple of guys that stuck out from last week right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Before or after the game, Mark's Barbecue and Catering has a full-service menu for you and your guests. Items on that menu for the tailgate party include pork or pulled chicken with several different sauces, including their famous sweet and sassy. For that large crowd, you can go hog wild with a full hog or a pork bomb, 2 1/4 pounds of pork sausage wrapped in bacon. Mark's Barbecue has a smaller version of the pork bomb with their pork grenades. Same great taste for a smaller appetite. Score big this season with Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Avenue in Evansville.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our 5 convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Bossy Football Show with the head coach, Stephen Mullen. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. As we continue to put a bow on last week's game, Friday against Central, we get ready for next Friday against Castle this week, and it's an exciting time because you guys have an opportunity to pull off the upset, get your first win of the season. Before we go forward, let's go backward. I want to ask you about Antonio Floyd. Now, again, the game last week did not go the way you guys were probably hoping it would, a narrow loss against Central, but more than 75 yards and a fake punt gets you guys a touchdown. Really cool to see special teams pay off for the senior. Break that play down for me if you can.
So, you know, Tone kind of has the green light, you know, being our running back as well as our punter, kind of the same as Amari Hope did last year. We have our special teams coordinator, Darrell Jackson, you know, told him if he sees it, you know, take it. So I guess Tone saw it. You know, they came at us quick, and I think he saw a lane and just took off with it. And a lot of it had to do with the struggles we've had in the punting game. You know, our long snapper got hurt 2 weeks ago, and, you know, school, you know, a smaller school, smaller roster like us, usually you only have one long snapper. So every week we're working with those guys as well. But hats off to Tone to make, you know, a great play as a senior and, you know, help us take the lead there.
So you guys didn't call it. That was really just extemporaneous, and he saw it, he took it.
Yeah, they always have that freedom.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So then in that case, it was a surprise to everyone in attendance that saw the 76-yard fake punt touchdown. I'd imagine it was a bit of a surprise to you as well because, again, you didn't call it. So what was your reaction as he's running downfield, he's got that space, and he makes that score?
Oh, I mean, you know, he made me look really smart, to be honest. I mean, and Amari did the same thing last year against a few teams where, you know, he would do a certain onside kick that I didn't call, maybe in a different area, and I'm like, man, you guys are making me look smart right now. You know, but, I mean, if you're going to give him that freedom, I'm glad he took it at that time.
That's pretty cool. Now, for Bossy, you guys still looking for your first win, but there's that spark, and like you said, that player freedom. Now, he's a senior, but where does that trust in players, not just Antonio Floyd, but your roster and your guys, where does that come from?
I mean, just the relationship we create over the years. I mean, like, I joke with a lot of these guys. It feels like you're a fifth-year senior. Like, you're, you know, some of you feel like you've been here 6 years, and a lot of that is true. I mean, coming through the Cub program, and, you know, I think we're around our Cubs a lot. So some of these kids, I mean, you've known, and I said it last year, I mean, we've known these kids forever. So, you know, just continuing to create that relationship and then, you know, having those trust in those players. They spend a lot of time with us. So, I mean, I think we have to be able to trust them if they want to trust us. So we've always had that relationship at Bossy. So I'm just glad it worked out in that scenario. Or, you know, I might have heard some chuckling from the stand. So I do appreciate Tone being a heck of an athlete and housing that thing.
It does not hurt to have an Antonio Floyd, like you said, running back, doubling up as a punter, and the ability to go for 76 yards to the house. Not many punters in the league or really in the nation have that, so good on you to have a guy like him back there taking those long snaps. All right, Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Bossy Football here on WREF, Week 3 of the Bulldog Football Show. We're going to wrap up shop on the other side, getting ready for Friday at Castle right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the Tri-State area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
As we wrap up shop on this edition of the Bossy Football Show, we get ready for Friday night at Castle. The Bulldogs trying to get their first win of the year. Head coach Stephen Mullen here, and I'm Brad Klein. So, coach, against the Knights, what's it going to take to get that first win?
Everything. I mean, you know, they're a big physical football team, definitely, you know, with some of the defensive players they have. You know, offensively, they do a lot the right way. You know, with their play-action stuff, feeding off their run game with, you know, Mick Cool there at running back. So, yeah, it's going to have to take pretty much a perfect game to beat the Knights. You know, they're a bigger roster than us. But we're going to challenge our kids all week. You know, we prepare each week just to get better, you know, and we also just worry about ourselves. We're trying to get better so that when playoffs come, you know, we're able to maybe pull off a few games and make a little run there. And this week's definitely going to prepare us for that, playing, you know, a big school that, you know, I know it's going to be their first game on the turf, so there'll be a lot of excitement in that stadium.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned the idea of earlier in the show practicing like you guys are an 0-10 team. But I wonder if against a team like Castle where you feel like you need to play a perfect game, it might actually be easier in the week leading up because the players and the coaches, they understand the importance of every rep in practice. Is there any validity to that?
I would almost say the opposite, to be honest. A lot of times our kids get caught up in what the jersey says. Not what is across from you. So, like, when we play the Castles, the Jaspers, the Righteous and stuff, it's kind of like they're already a little down on themselves. So it's another challenge just to be like, hey, you know, we did it last year. We played with these guys. Now, some of those guys are gone, but, you know, a lot of you guys have gained experience over these last few weeks. So, you know, just keeping that in their head that, you know, we can play with these guys, but we do have to do everything perfect, and we have to have a great week of practice.
Again, Stephen Mullen, the head coach for the Bossy Bulldogs here on WREF Week 3 of the Bossy Football Show here on, heard on 97.7, listen to theref.com, and the WREF mobile app. So as you break this game down, what do you think the key to the game from an X's and O's standpoint is?
For us offensively, we have to limit the penalties as well as, you know, execute the scheme that we put in place. Defensively, we got to get better in the secondary. You know, we got to have our DB's eyes out of the backfield. You know, that's not your job. Let the box take care of that. So, you know, it's just another week to grow and get better. You know, a lot of our secondary players are sophomores and juniors, so they're still learning. And those box players have to step up because, you know, a few of them are seniors and guys that have been down there quite a bit. So, you know, we got to be able to stop the run and then, you know, not fall asleep there in the secondary and give up big plays.
If you could, I guess, rub the crystal ball in a way and predict what you think Castle is going to be focusing on, so to speak, the first page of their scouting report against Bossy will read what?
Get them on crossing routes in the secondary. Central could have had about 60 points on those, I feel like. You know, but, you know, so I think they're definitely going to target our young secondary as well as, you know, they got to continue to develop their run game. And, you know, we've shown some struggles in the run game as well, you know, earlier on against Ben Sims. So, I mean, I think, you know, they're just going to play their game, but I could definitely see them throwing the ball downfield a little bit and testing our young secondary.
Stephen Mullen, the head coach for Bossy Football here on WREF. Really, really appreciate the time. Good luck on Friday. 6:30 kick against Castle on the road.
All right, I appreciate it. Go Dogs.
All right. You've been listening to the Bossy Football Show on WREF.
You have been listening to the Bossy Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, and by Evansville Estate Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Mark's Barber,
EF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville, ESPN 97.7 The Ref.